Annals of the Art World, Everything Old is New Again. Commentary. What is it about the word art? Pronounce it, and the IQ of susceptible folk is instantly halved. Normally sensible people who do not, as a rule, appreciate being made fools of stand idly by as someone tells them that a video of some charlatan climbing naked up a scaffolding while applying Vaseline to sensitive parts of his body is the most important American artist of his generation. Instead of throwing something soft and rotting at such mountebanks, they nod solemnly and reach for their wallets. They are only too eager, when a stiffy arrives from the Museum of Modern Art or some similar establishment, to don the soup and fish and buzz round to the super-exclusive evening event where scores of beautiful people line up to sip the shampoo and admire a tank full of formaldehyde and a dead tiger shark. What is it about the word art that endows it with this mind and character-wrecking property? Why does it induce incontinent gibbering, not to mention mind-boggling extravagance, among normally hard-headed souls? A full answer would take us deep into the pathology of our time. It has something to do with what I've called elsewhere the institutionalization of the avant-garde, the contradictory project whereby the tics and outre attitudes of the avant-garde go mainstream. The half-comic, half-contemptible result is that ordinary bourgeois adults find themselves in the embarrassing position of celebrating the juvenile, anti-bourgeois antics of people who detest them. Our misuse of the word art also has something to do with our age's tendency to look to art for spiritual satisfactions traditionally afforded by religion. After one has abandoned a belief in God, Wallace Stevens observed, poetry is that essence which takes its place as life's redemption. That, anyway, is the idea, though exactly what sort of redemption may be had from much that goes by the name of art today is another question. Consider the case of Millie Brown, the English performance artist known for her work involving vomiting. Yes, that's right. This deep thinker drinks tinted milk and then regurgitates it over a canvas. That's her claim to immortality. The Daily Mail in 2013 compared Millie Brown to Jackson Pollock. People not art people used to say contemptuously that their child of five could paint something indiscernible from a Jackson Pollock painting. Perhaps so. Ms. Brown has gone a step further. Her creations are indiscernible from the creations of one-year-olds, whose canvases are the products not of their hands but other organs. Perhaps the most risible, or is it the saddest, part of this whole charade is the pretense that there is something novel about what Millie Brown has on offer. "I have an inherent desire to push my own boundaries within my art," she says. But we've been there, we've done that. In 1961, Piero Manzoni produced 90 tin cans of his own excrement. Examples of this limited edition work occupy a proud place in several museums, including the Tate. And then there was the student at the Ontario College of Art and Design who in 1996 pushed his own boundaries with an artwork that consisted of him vomiting on paintings by others, a Piet Mondrian in New York and a Raoul Dufy at a museum in Ontario. The truth is that, rhetoric to the contrary notwithstanding, there is nothing new or challenging about the artists who populate the trendy precincts of contemporary art. All their shocking moves were long ago pioneered by Marcel Duchamp and his fellow Dadaists. What these latter-day Dadaists have accomplished is simply the domestication and routinization of the avant-garde. They preserve the gestures but lack the spirit. They pretend to be challenging or transgressing conventional boundaries, but all such boundaries were long ago erased. They are today's conventional taste. The only thing these artists challenge is our patience. It is a melancholy, not to say a tiresome, spectacle. What it says about our culture is partly depressing, partly anger-inducing. The really breathtaking feature of the thing is that these artists actually seem to believe they are brave aesthetic and existential pioneers. It's contemptible, yes, but also quite sad.